provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenes, based on the most relevant posts on LinkedIn about the AI for 2025. Frenes is a B2B market research company working with enterprises to optimize their campaigns with account and executive insights far beyond AI. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking you straight to the electrifying atmosphere of AI for 2025 Las Vegas, our mission, to unpack the top trends, groundbreaking innovations, and, well, the critical insights that emerge from this massive gathering of AI minds.
That's right. If you're a tech professional looking to, you know, cut through the noise and truly understand what's at the cutting edge of AI, not just the headlines, but the practical applications and strategic shifts, this deep dive is definitely for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've distilled the most relevant conversations and announcements, offering you like a shortcut to being well-informed about the AI landscape.
Right.
It's about moving from insight to actual implementation, which is incredibly valuable right now for anyone navigating digital transformation.
Okay, let's dig into this. Our first big theme is all about AI product innovation and solutions. The buzz around fresh tech at AI for 2025 was, well, you could feel it. It suggests a real acceleration in what AI can actually do.
Yeah.
What new solutions were really grabbing attention?
Absolutely. What struck me was the sheer number of companies bringing very specific targeted AI solutions to market, like Lustre, for instance,
yeah.
A new player.
Lustre. Okay.
Yeah, they had their very first booth, and Christina Brady from Lustre emphasized their focus on interactive engagement. It wasn't just about showing off tech. You know?
Right, more about the interaction.
Exactly. Demonstrating how AI can be more intuitive and user-friendly. It kind of hints at a shift towards more accessible AI experiences.
That focus on user experience is interesting. It implies AI isn't just for data scientists anymore. Were there any other notable launches, things that stood out for their practical impact?
Definitely. Adilabs.ai officially launched. Navina Allampally highlighted their focus on transforming rare disease diagnosis and care.
Wow. Okay. Rare diseases?
Yeah. Their first product, Adicare. It's a clinical intelligence platform designed for real-time monitoring and AI-powered insights for precision medicine.
That sounds like a huge leap.
It is. It's moving beyond just looking back at data to like proactive, highly personalized patient care, potentially saving lives by catching things earlier.
That's a powerful application, and it sounds like it's tackling a very specific high-stakes problem. What about the challenges? You know, getting AI into production, we always hear about projects stalling out.
That's a critical point, yeah. And Operant Networks, Keith Rose mentioned this, they introduced their secure AI sandbox to address exactly that problem.
Secure AI sandbox.
Right. They vividly termed the problem the POC Valley of Death, which I think many of us in tech can relate to, right?
Oh, absolutely. The POC Valley of Death. I like that.
It's that point where promising AI proofs of concept just fail. They don't reach live deployment because of real-world hurdles like data connectivity, compliance, or unexpected costs.
Mm-hmm.
So their sandbox offers a secure, controlled environment to iron out these issues before the full rollout. Makes AI adoption much less risky for enterprises.
That really captures a common pain point. So this sandbox helps bridge that gap. That's huge for practical application, for getting ROI.
Exactly.
But all these innovations, they need serious underlying infrastructure, right? Speaking of that foundational layer, what were the key discussions around data and compute, the stuff that powers these new AI solutions?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting for the foundational stuff. Gleb Budman from Backblaze was showcasing their B2 Overdrive.
B2 Overdrive.
Yeah, positioned as fast, cost-effective cloud storage, specifically optimized for AI workloads. He emphasized its role in maximizing GPU utilization.
Ah, GPU utilization, key.
And noted its pricing is significantly lower than some competitors, which when you're running massive AI models, those infrastructure costs can just, you know, balloon. So efficiency here is a game changer.
Cost efficiency for GPUs is always a hot topic, especially now. What else on the data front for those large scale operations?
Well, Oxylabs, Jediminas Rickavicius was representing them. They were discussing their tools for large-scale data acquisition.
Cool, okay.
Things like video and audio download, broad crawling for text and image data. Think about the sheer volume of data needed, right?
Right. Massive amount.
These tools are essential. And Siva Pathy highlighted TP Technology Services' end-to-end IT services, emphasizing how they're designed and delivered with AI to promise a clear roadmap to positive ROI.
So using AI within the IT service delivery itself. Interesting.
Exactly. It's about leveraging AI not just in your product, but in how you build and deliver your IT.
So it's not just the raw data, but how you manage it, how you use it effectively across the whole IT landscape.
Got it. Were there any specialized tools, systems for specific AI challenges, maybe around like model performance?
Yes, very much so. Amritanshu Jain from SimpliSmart discussed optimizing inference systems.
Inference systems, right. Making the models run fast. Exactly. Getting those trained models to perform efficiently in real time. They addressed balancing critical factors like latency, throughput, and cost for scalable Gen AI and ML systems.
That balancing act is tough.
It is. And then there was Web AI with Hossein Mokhimafam making a pretty bold claim.
Oh, what was that?
Their KGR Reg solution reportedly outperforms GPT-5 locally on an Apple Mac Studio.
Hold on, KGR Reg, what exactly is that? And outperforming GPT-5 on a local machine, that's quite something.
KGR Reg stands for Knowledge Graph Augmented Retrieval Augmented Generation.
Okay.
So essentially, it combines the broad knowledge of an LLM with highly accurate, specific data from a structured knowledge graph.
Ah, so more factual grounding.
Precisely. Makes AI responses both comprehensive and accurate, reduces hallucinations, and the claim about local performance speaks to this push for more efficient, edge-deployable AI. Less reliance on massive cloud compute for certain tasks, you know.
Makes sense. Less dependency.
Right. And beyond these, we saw companies like Nexora Inc., Jessica Brownlee mentioned their work on safety, intelligence, and high-risk industries, and iMerit Technology, highlighted by Vimal Patel for their crucial data workflows and human-in-the-loop systems.
Human-in-the-loop keeps coming up.
It does. It really underscores that innovation is happening at every single layer of the AI stack, from the raw data right through to ethical deployment.
That's quite a spread of innovation. Okay, now, moving from new products to how they're actually being used, let's transition to enterprise AI adoption and scale. It's one thing to have a cool product, quite another to see it deployed widely in the real world. What were the big stories here?
Exactly. This theme focused heavily on real-world deployments and structured adoption, moving beyond just pilot programs.
Good. We need that.
A prime example that really put the scale into perspective was Abhi Seth from Boeing.
Boeing. What did they share?
He shared how they scaled Gen AI enterprise-wide to 170,000 employees for operational transformation.
170,000 employees? Wow. That's staggering. That's not just tech. That's a complete cultural and operational shift.
Absolutely. Massive scale. And what about other sectors or broader strategies for adoption? Well, Young Pham highlighted the banking sector, where AI is being deployed to streamline operations and enhance customer experience. Pretty standard stuff there, but important.
Now, finance is always a big area.
Beyond specific industries, though, there was a strong emphasis on structured adoption strategies, aligning AI initiatives with measurable business objectives rather than just, you know, experimenting.
Moving past the AI for AI's sake phase.
Right. Ankit Chopra elaborated on how AI agents are now being used in QA automation, solving business problems across data engineering, software development, noting agentic ETL and process automation specifically.
Agentic ETL, can you quickly unpack that for us?
Sure. Agentic ETL is where AI doesn't just extract, transform, and load data in a predefined way. It intelligently, autonomously transforms it.
So the AI takes initiative.
Exactly. AI agents taking initiative, automating entire data pipelines, streamlining critical business processes. But he really stressed the human-in-the-loop aspect.
There it is again.
Yeah. Ensuring human oversight remains crucial for these powerful agents. That shift from experimental pilots to structured, measurable strategies is critical for enterprise confidence, right?
Absolutely. And that human-in-the-loop point is essential for trust. But scaling AI, especially at Boeing's level, must bring massive infrastructure challenges. What were the key discussions around building out the AI infrastructure needed for this kind of growth?
Yeah, huge topic. Liu Zhang and Matthew Schwartz were among those discussing building scalable AI infrastructure for long-term success. And this isn't just about throwing more hardware at the problem.
Right, it's more complex than just GPUs.
It includes the right blend of GPUs and specialized chips, sure. Mm. But also robust software platforms like MLOps and AI frameworks. Stephen Toy was presenting frameworks for thinking through AI personalization for businesses.
Personalization frameworks, okay.
And Anil Matthew Roy was exploring how AI can evolve to become a strategic partner in product development, essentially moving beyond just a tool to an actual co-product manager.
AI as a co-product manager. Interesting concept.
Yeah, it sounds like a real maturation of the AI conversation from what can it do to how do we implement it thoughtfully and at scale.
That leads nicely into our next theme, AI's impact across diverse industries. It's clear AI isn't confined to just general enterprise applications. How is it transforming various sectors?
Oh, it's truly everywhere now. In healthcare, for example, Vikas K. and Zane Kalpe, along with Shane Kurd from Applied Science Inc., spoke on individualized health, precision wellness, and transforming the patient journey. They emphasized the human-AI partnership in clinical decision-making.
That partnership again?
Augmenting diagnosis and treatment pathways, including innovations in blood banking and population health. It's about making healthcare smarter, faster, more personal.
That human-AI partnership is a recurring and positive note. It shows the focus isn't just on replacing humans, which is good to hear. What about consumer-facing industries, like retail?
For retail and CPG, yeah. Marcelo Vassoni, Mohan Natarajan, and Vanessa W. discussed GenAI's potential for efficiency, innovative customer experiences,
okay,
optimizing inventory, dynamic personalization, and achieving end-to-end supply chain visibility. Imagine your shopping experience being truly tailored, right?
Mm-hmm. Or are supply chains predicting disruption?
Exactly. Yeah. In fintech and payments, Abdurman Halarafai and Satyavan Panda highlighted AI's role in shaping intelligent fintech with single view, and Bilgo revolutionizing B2B payments for small businesses.
So real changes to core operations.
Definitely. These aren't just incremental improvements. They're fundamentally reshaping how these industries operate.
From personal health to business payments, that's a wide range. Any other surprising sectors that caught your attention? Maybe less obvious ones?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cox Automotive was present. Marianne McPeak Johnson showcasing innovation in the automotive sector, hinting at more intelligent vehicle design, manufacturing.
Interesting.
Okay. And John Javad Rustai highlighted AI's impact on the water industry.
The water industry, how so?
From smarter resource management to predictive infrastructure maintenance. Think about AI preventing water main breaks before they even happen.
Wow, okay, that's critical infrastructure.
Huge impact potential. And in education, Lucas Viana, Ayat Sultan, and Cervantes Lee discussed how AI is being integrated. There was a notable partnership, the Federation of Teachers, Microsoft, Anthropic, and OpenAI establishing an AI institute.
An AI institute in education.
That's fascinating. It sounds like a proactive step, exploring the promise while addressing the pitfalls rather than just diving in blindly.
Exactly that. It's about balancing opportunities with concerns like, you know, deepfakes and over-reliance on AI. Cervantes Lee also brought up how business schools need to redesign education for AI native leaders.
Good point. Preparing future leaders, acknowledging that tomorrow's business world will be fundamentally different.
Which brings us neatly to our final big theme, the future of AI, agents, infrastructure, and responsible deployment. What were the forward-looking discussions, the critical considerations for what's next?
Well, a dominant topic, maybe the dominant topic, was undoubtedly agentic AI.
Agentic AI again.
Yeah. Chanel Agarwal, Nick Meany, Mauricio Comasana, Michael Giacometti, Florian Rode, Vanessa W., tons of people were discussing how agentic AI is reshaping customer support, product teams, ITSM, fast-tracking the future of work, basically.
So when we say agentic AI, what does that truly mean in practice, beyond just like chatbots or generative models?
You mean systems that aren't just generating text or images, but can actually take actions, make decisions, learn from their environment to achieve complex goals, often without constant human prompting.
Right, more autonomous.
Think proactive systems that solve problems before they surface, controllable with natural language. Reid Robinson, speaking for Zapier, emphasized unlocking real ROI with AI orchestration.
Orchestration, like getting them to work together.
Exactly. Getting these agents and other AI tools to cooperate seamlessly.
So beyond just generative AI, we're talking about systems that can take initiative.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the foundations? What enables this future?
That's where discussions on knowledge graphs came in. This hominid provided insights into why they're important for AI, how to design them. They're crucial for giving AI structured, factual knowledge.
Got it. The factual grounding.
But with all this power comes immense responsibility, right? So a significant portion of the conversation focused on AI, risk, compliance, and governance.
Crucial stuff.
Sahil Agrawal and Maroan Helalai emphasized real conversations on keeping agents safe in production. Transparency, data security, the idea that trust is the currency of AI's future.
Trust as currency. I really like that. It perfectly encapsulates the core challenge of widespread AI adoption.
Doesn't it? And Melinda Blackham focused specifically on ethical considerations, right, in AI product design, which is paramount.
Absolutely. What about cybersecurity? Given how sophisticated AI is getting.
Big concern. Partha Sarathy Chakraborty and Louis R. were on panels discussing strengthening defenses, automating threat detection with AI. A key takeaway. AI changes the speed and scale of attacks.
Speed and scale, okay.
Yeah. It can even bring back old threats in new, faster ways. Mm-hmm. It's a double-edged sword. AI for defense, but also potentially AI for attack.
Mm-hmm. The ongoing arms race.
Pretty much. Dmitry Drozdyk articulated a crucial shift in mindset. AI is no longer a should-we question for businesses, but how fast can we leverage it? It's seen as a necessity now.
The urgency is clear.
Totally. Les Ottolenghi spoke on data velocity and edge AI reshaping consumer engagement in real time. Dan Beichel for Writer was rethinking what memory even means for LLM-based systems.
Rethinking memory for LLMs. Interesting.
And Chris Brousseau highlighted LoRa's low-rank adapter.
LoRa's.
Yeah, for their efficiency with LLMs, they let you fine-tune models without needing tons of high-quality data or, you know, ballooning compute costs. More efficient adaptation.
That's a lot to consider as AI evolves, from the really advanced agents down to the foundational infrastructure and those critical ethical guardrails. Okay, finally, let's touch on the A4 experience itself. What was the overall atmosphere like at the conference, beyond the specific tech?
Oh, the energy was consistently described as electric. Samuel Buick, Michael Giacometti, Prashanth Krishnamurthy all noted it.
Mm.
Thousands of people trying to make sense of and thrive in this AI era.
It's just a real buzz.
Yeah, not just attendance, but genuine engagement, a real exchange of ideas, which is exactly what you want from these major industry gatherings.
And I heard there were some truly distinguished presences, the rock stars of AI, so to speak.
Absolutely. The godfather of AI, Jeffrey Hinton, and the godmother of AI, Fei-Fei Li, were both there.
Wow.
Drew significant attention, as highlighted by Mohammed El Hosseini, Karim Kawakabi, Kambe Idir, Sumava Day, Reginald Smith. Their presence just underscores the intellectual weight behind all this innovation.
Definitely adds gravitas.
And many attendees, like Alan Descoins, emphasize the value of networking, connecting with brilliant minds, sharing ideas, exploring new possibilities. There was also a strong focus on practical application over just hype.
That's good to hear.
A desire for substance, repeatability, resilience in AI solutions. Michael Giacometti observed a focus on optimization across the board. People want stuff that works reliably.
That practical focus is a welcome sign of maturity in the AI space, isn't it? It sounds like the conversation has really moved from what if to, okay, how do we actually get this done effectively and responsibly?
Exactly. And one final observation on market presence. Michael Giacometti noted that OpenAI and ChatGPT were mentioned far more than other LLMs.
Still dominating the conversation.
He attributed it largely to their existing market presence. It just highlights the continued influence of those particular models in shaping current discussions and adoption trends.
Fair enough. And that wraps up our deep dive into the top trends and insights from AHOR 2025 Las Vegas. It's crystal clear that AI is no longer just some abstract concept. It's becoming deeply embedded in pretty much every facet of business and society,
mm-hmm.
moving towards practical, scalable, and increasingly intelligent applications. Lots to keep track of. If you enjoyed this deep dive, new editions drop every 2 weeks. Also check out our other editions on Cloud Insights, Sustainability and Green ICT, Digital Products and Services, Health Tech, Defense Tech, ICT and Tech Insights, and Artificial Intelligence. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive, and remember to subscribe so you don't miss our next exploration.